Cite ABBA as their main inspiration. In today's parlance, ABBA are, indeed, mega. Surprising as it may seem in light of this phenomenal global popularity, this book is the first major biography about ABBA. There have been chronological, diary-format accounts of their career, photo-based narratives, and one or two trashy, hastily compiled and often inaccurate books that are dependent purely on hearsay and press cuttings. But for some reason, up until now, no one has attempted an objective, in-depth account of their story. In ABBA's native Sweden, there's no tradition of rock book writing, and established music journalists, as in Great Britain and America, are generally more interested in the lives and work of Anglo-Saxon and African-American artists. ABBA, with their middle-class suburban image and perceived cabaret cheesiness, just aren't your average rock writer's first choice of subject material. However, ABBA's story is as fascinating as any, a story begging to be told, which is long overdue. It offers several captivating plot elements: a fight to overcome abject poverty in rural, Depression-era Sweden, a child born out of wedlock in the shadow of the Second World War, fatal illness, suicide, teenage parenthood, record-breaking record sales, fan hysteria, disastrous business deals, and all this before ABBA even existed. When the world at large became aware of the group after they won the Eurovision Song Contest with Waterloo in 1974, all four members had been recording artists for the best part of 10 years, some reaching extraordinary domestic fame, others with almost no commercial success at all. There's also the crucially important historical and cultural context from which they sprang and within which they worked. If ABBA were a product of the optimism and progress that swept across the Western world in the decades following the Second World War, their saga was also a particularly Swedish version of this development, running parallel with the nation's rise from poverty and economic stagnation into a highly developed post-industrial society. Then there's the geography. Sweden is cold and dark for the better part of the year, so it's not surprising that an air of bleakness characterizes its people. They are hard-working and pragmatic, a bit reserved and introspective, often keen not to be seen to rise above their station. It is all the more unusual, then, that this nation has given the world some of its best-loved pop music. But although ABBA's songs were often delivered with beaming smiles and a glossy sheen of euphoria, there was always a contrast between the affirmative delivery and the tone of sadness and regret that coloured even the jolliest of tunes. That strand of melancholy is also a prominent trait of Sweden's national character, which in itself springs from the country's geographical circumstances. Located on the Scandinavian peninsula in northern Europe, the chilly climate and limited daylight hours in the autumn and winter have given birth to a Nordic version of the blues. The wistful whisper through the fir trees in the wide-open forests can be felt in most of Sweden's folk music, extending its legacy to all forms of musical expression in the nation, not least the pop music that has managed to reach an international audience. The spiritual roots of the ABBA story are deeply embedded in Sweden's geographic and historical heritage. It is a country that has been at peace for the best part of 2 centuries. The doctrine of non-alignment in peace, aiming at neutrality in war, is a prominent feature in the nation's foreign policy. Sweden's role in the international political landscape has been to provide a fulcrum among the world's conflicting ideological and political systems. This seems entirely logical for a nation whose social structure is, to a large extent, based on the concept of homogeneity and mutual agreement. The framework that gave rise to ABBA contained crucial elements that aligned themselves with that philosophy. It was a democratic, practical organization where each vote counted. The Swedish way.